Why this winter could be especially hard for honeybees. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. For the past couple of years, beekeepers have been doing better at reducing winter honeybee colony losses. Part of this success comes from better management of a principal cause of the losses, the varroa mite. This according to Dick Rogers, principal scientist and entomologist with Bayer Bee Care Center and Bee Health and Integrated Agriculture Research. However, during recent hive evaluations this year, he was disturbed to find the vast majority of hives contained mite infestations well above the threshold level of concern. And the Bee Informed Partnership and the Ag Department are estimating infestation levels between 7 and 8 mites per 100 bees as a national average this fall. So what's causing this? Some of the treatment methods beekeepers have relied on to keep mite infestations in check aren't working as well as they have in the past. Winter normally is a stressful time for colonies, but high mite infestations may make this year's situation particularly challenging, and scientists are expecting the worst. Meanwhile, research continues at Bayer on testing new varroacides as well as more efficient delivery systems to better manage infestations. Complementing this research is a Smart Hives initiative, which is designed to monitor honeybee colonies remotely using digital sensor technology to provide real-time alerts that can allow for rapid responses and more effective management practices. Additionally, other scientists are looking to improve honeybee genetics to increase the bee's tolerance to the varroa parasite. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.